USA News, I'm Lance Pry. With just days to spare before the deadline for the nation to face financial default, the Senate approved bipartisan legislation to lift the debt ceiling last night. It cleared the chamber in a 63-36 vote. On Wednesday, the bill, the Fiscal Responsibility Act of 2023, passed the House by a bipartisan vote of 314-117. The bill now heads to the president's desk for his signature. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is on the road in his first presidential campaign tour.
On the campaign trail in New Hampshire Thursday.
Governor, how come you're not taking questions from voters?
What are you talking about? I'm not here working with people. Are you blind?
What?
Are you blind?
I'm not blind.
Okay, so people are coming up to me, talking to me, whatever they want to talk to me about.
DeSantis didn't field audience questions from the stage and podium, as is custom for presidential candidates to do in the Granite State. DeSantis is in the middle of his first presidential campaign tour through early voting states. As governor of Florida, he has not shied away from openly pushing back against reporters' questions. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Presidential candidate Donald Trump, in a town hall setting last night on Fox News, claims the double standard of the Justice Department and FBI is destroying America's faith in the judicial branch of government. Trump talks about the quid pro quo Biden put forward in Ukraine when he was vice president.
Well, they're being protected, and it's a one-sided system. It's a very unfair system, but they're being protected. Look at the time that Biden said about the $1 billion to get rid of the prosecutor. Now, can you imagine if I said that? $1 billion to get rid of the prosecutor. You talk about tape. That's on tape. That's so illegal what he said.
A James Webb telescope image this week of Saturn's moon Enceladus is blasting a plume of water 6,000 miles high. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Defense Department leaders intervened to stop a drag show scheduled to take place at a Nevada Air Force base yesterday.
The event, approved by Air Force leaders to celebrate Pride Month, faced opposition from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who earlier this year said drag events would not be held on military bases.
Drag shows are not something that the Department of Defense supports or funds.
The event's organizer, Las Vegas Pride, which is Nevada's largest LGBTQ organization, says the event is privately funded and they'll find another location. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
President Biden took another fall yesterday that had many onlookers worried.
It happened at the Air Force Academy's commencement program in Colorado Springs, Colorado, after giving the commencement address. The president did not seem to have sustained any injuries, even though he appeared to come down hard on his hands and knees. He apparently tripped on a black sandbag that was on stage. The oldest president in U.S. history seemed to be okay and continued to stand as the ceremony concluded a few minutes later. Biden joked about the incident as he returned Thursday evening to the White House, telling reporters, "I got sandbagged." I'm Skip Kelly.
Leaders and officials from more than 40 countries have begun arriving in Singapore for Asia's highest-level defense summit. The Shangri-La dialogue this year is expected to see more representatives from Europe compared to last year. My name is Lance Pry. Thanks for listening, and we are USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.